The world's fashion designers, editors, and buyers are in the middle of Paris Fashion Week right now. Last week they were in Milan, and London and New York's Fashion Weeks came just before that. Sally Singer has been making this international pilgrimage. She recently became editor-in-chief of Tea, the New York Times style magazine, after many years at Vogue magazine. She joins us from Paris to discuss the profusion of fashion and what's in these shows for those of us who are not spending thousands of dollars on a wardrobe each season. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of the thousands of looks and articles of clothing that you've seen in the last few weeks, can you draw us a map of how they reach us, the consumers?
Well, I mean, I think they reach the consumers more quickly than ever and in all sorts of different ways. But what we've seen so far for spring 2011 are a profusion of stripes, a return to kind of preppy sort of flag colors, colors you'd associate with, I don't know, BMWs and bright orange, royal blue, taxicab yellow, set against white, set against cream. It's a very kind of preppy approach to colors and to tones, and often in rugby stripes, and we just saw that at Prada. So you have this very sporty, very accessible sense of pattern.
How do you get a single theme like that out of the dozens of shows that you're seeing when I'm sure many people are doing very different things from one another?
Well, you know, you can see 12 shows a day, and you can see them in four different cities, or so far three different cities. At the end of the day, for some reason, certain trends just rise, you know, they just bubble up and they're unmissable. The fact that skirts are lengthening, that hemlines now hover mid-calf, waistlines are getting higher on pants, shoulder lines are getting slightly sloppier and larger, and jackets and sweaters are getting a bit more cropped. Proportions are changing, and they're getting far more sort of 70s-y. And why is that the case? Why do all designers, or why do a clutch of designers seize on a particular theme or a particular color? I think it's just more cultural. I think that the sort of eye that creates clothes is more and more reacting to a uniform culture. People are seeing the same movies, they're reading the same books, they're going to the same museum shows.
What are the books and movies and shows that you think are most influencing the fashion world right now?
Well, I think last year, definitely I Am Love was the fashion film of the year. I
mean, this is the film with Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton, right. There's no question that Tilda appearing in a bright orange pant and a blue shirt, I think it was Raph Simons for Jill Sander. I mean, lots of people might have seen that film for many reasons. Fashion people saw it's an orange pant with a blue shirt. That looks really, really good.
When you and I last spoke on this program about a year ago, the economy was at its worst. And despite the fear of that moment, you said there was something kind of exciting in the do-it-yourself aspects of fashion when people didn't have the money that they used to have. So where do things stand now?
I think if you speak to the retailers now, they say the customer is back. They say that she is shopping again, and those would be the exact words that they would use. But she's shopping in a different way. She's shopping in a curatorial way. She's shopping by the piece, not by the look. So it's no longer the case as before, you know, going back 8, 9 years ago, where people would want to buy their whole wardrobe at the start of a season. Now a woman just buys a coat, a boot, a bag, something that updates that which is in her closet to another place. And stores then buy the collections that way. They don't have to buy every look. They don't have to, you know, give the pant with the skirt, with the shirt, with all the options. They just have to buy the pieces that are special and hope that someone will find those pieces special enough to invest, you know, the money in. But also I think the good thing that's come out of all of this is that an educated fashion consumer will buy the right things for the right reasons, and they'll stop buying things just to have them. You know, it used to be you'd go into women's closets, you'd see swing tags hanging off garments that were never going to be worn. They were for like a life that would never be lived or could be lived or was being lived on like planet Zog in the person's head. And now I think that's over. I think people are buying things that they want to wear because those things will change their look enough to make them feel connected to their time.
That's Sally Singer, the editor-in-chief of Tea, the New York Times style magazine, speaking with us from Paris Fashion Week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.